Right.
They've got a few of those things on the bottom of the page. Okay. Up now, Kate's attack on us. What's the attack going to do with the Chedesh? Chedesh. Okay. Amar Rav, says Rav Chizah, name of Rav, four lines at the bottom. Koines ha-chareshes. Remember, you had a chareshes and a katana, two sisters that came before you. This is what you do. You marry the chareshes, but umaitziya beget, you divorce her so that she can go free. The katana, when it comes to the katana, tamten wait at the title she grows up. The tachlis give a chizah. You cannot marry her because you are her sister, you divorced. But you give her a chalitza. Now, why do you give her a chalitza? If your sister, if you already married the sister, we know there's only one yavama to a household. Must be, as the Gemara concludes, that Rav holds that the chareshes, the relationship is a weak relationship. A ketana is a suffix, whether it's very strong or whether it's zero. Therefore, when you marry the chareshes, does not absolve the ketana. But when you marry the ketana, is a suffix whether you can marry the chareshes, because if you were fully married with the ketana, if the ketana was fully married to your brother and then you take over, then there's no only one person.
If she's a ketana, isn't it all about that?
We're talking about here that the din of yibum, the din of yibum for a ketana, is it not the ketana's marriage to your brother? Is it 100% marriage or is it a zero marriage? There's no real marriage at all. What's the ketana's relationship to the husband? Chedesh is definitely a marriage, but it's weak. It's 50% tie. If it's 100%, exactly, but maybe she's 100% married. That's the problem. So therefore, if she's 100% married, then you can't marry the chedesh. You can only marry one more woman to per family. But maybe she's not married at all, so the chedesh can't just walk away. So I know that if you marry the chedesh cannot absolve the ketana. So what you do is you marry, but you can't live with all together, sisters. So you marry the chedesh, or you divorce her, and then you turn to the ketana. You can't marry her because she's a sister of a grusha, So therefore, you give her a chalitza. Says Gemara Mechitza, the only way you understand what I just said is Shema Menor, Kesav Rava holds Chareishes, Kenuya, Umushayedis. She belongs to the husband, but only partially. Ketana is a suffix, Kenuya completely, or Eina Kenuya at all. The Isaac, if you can learn, that Chareishes, Kenuya, Kenuya, the other way around, that Chareishes is the one that's a suffix if it's fully acquired by the husband or not. And Ketana is Kenuya only partially, definitely, but partially. Then Chareishes, I might claim to get, why do you marry her and divorce her? Teise Gabei, Manusha, let us say Manusha. If she belongs 100% to your brother, then this is a mitzvah yibum. And if she never belonged to your brother, you'll have to be hanachi bam. It's stamba from the girl, right? It's stamba from the girl. So there's no problem of two women of the same family. V'chitaim, if you're going to tell me ketana ketana, if this is correct, what I just said, the ketana is a suffix totally married or zero married. And a chereshes is partially married. It's a ketana. Why do you say that you have to divorce? I might tamtin not your title, but tachlitz teisig abba. Make the same manushah there. Let him marry the ketana and manushah. Iknuyi, if she totally belongs to anything, hoknuyi, then she was your brother. You're doing a mitzvah yibum, and the chereshes couldn't absolve her because the chereshes is only partially married and is totally married. And ilavknuyi, if she doesn't belong to your brother, then nuchas abba mustam a fremde woman, and there's no problem. So why can't you be married? Because if you're going to marry the ketana, then the chareshes is stuck. The chareshes is stuck. Why is she stuck? Because once you marry the ketana, it's a suffix. Maybe she was 100% married to your brother, and now you cannot marry two women from your brother. So if you marry the ketana, you cannot marry the chareshes. And the chareshes, you can't marry the chareshes and give her chalitza, because we learned before you cannot give a chalitza chareshes. A ketana, if you don't know what to do, give her a chalitza. No problem. But chareshes, you can't give chalitza to, because you can't say the words. She can't say the words, yekocha, and all that. Yosa. So therefore, we cannot marry the ketana. I'll prove it to you. I'll prove to you that the word is right. That a ketana is a suffix. It's 100% married or zero. The chareshes is partially married. We learned. We learned in Ebraise. There were two brothers married. Two sisters, ketanas. And two sisters, Yusamis. One was a ketana, one was a chareshes. So one brother was married to a ketana, and one was married to a sister, chareshes. Meis baila shel ketana. Let's say Reuben was married to the ketana, and Shimon was married to chareshes. And they're both under 12. Which the main thing is, they're both Yusamis. The main thing is that a ketana, the girl, the normal girl, the pikachas, is a ketana, is only the rabban. They're both in the rabban.
So it's there.
One is Marabon and Ketana, two brothers married two sisters. Yeah.
I'm
brother,
saying,
yeah.
The girls were married off by the brother, and they can't go back to the father's house.
Yeah. So that was, so one of the married off by the brothers, one of them was just the Ketana, the other one was on top of the Chareshus also.
The other one could have big Ketana. The other one could be Gdela. Chareshus could be Gdela. Who cares?
No, but it's a Shdiachos, you say Miss Ketana the Chareshus. Sorry.
Meis baila shel ketana. What happens if Reuven, the one who's married to Ketana, die? Now Shimon is supposed to marry, right? But the problem is that they're two sisters. So what happens is now the question is: it could be that the Reuven's wife is a stronger relationship with Reuven than Shimon's wife with Shimon, because Reuven's wife is like Ketana, it could be 100% married, and Shimon's wife is only Chareshus, is 50% married. So what do we do? Chareshus is Yetzer Beget. The Chareshus has to go with the Chareshus. Can no longer stay married to Shimon because she's now the sister of his kuka. Uktana, but the Ketana cannot get married to either because she's now the sister of a Grusha. So Tamten, you wait, Achit Tagdol, V'tachat Yiv Chalitza. What about the other way around? Meis Bailech, let's say Shimon died, the one who's married to the deaf and mute one. What happens in this case here? Is Reuven is married to Ketana. If Ketana yaitse beget, if the Ketana goes out with the get again because it's a sister of a kuka, so the Ketana goes out with the get. Or the Chareshus asur loyla, the kid have married the Chareshus, and you can't give her a chalitza either. Remember, a Chareshus has no chalitza, option of chalitza. But what happens if you imbal a Chareshus? That's the din. But you didn't listen, and you had relationship with the Chareshus. As a suffix, maybe she's Yivama. You divorced your Ketana, right? You divorced your Ketana, which means you only married the Rabbanan, and now you go ahead and you leave the Chareshus. So now that you leave the Chareshus, you were kind in the midst of Yibum, you can give her a get, and she's free now. So this is how you can free her, even though you did the wrong thing. Yeah. Because why? Because...
Exactly,
you're doing the wrong thing. Because if your first wife was 100% married to you, Ketana is considered married to you, so then she's the sister of your wife, and then there's no din of Yibum. So she's a free woman. And if your Ketana was not married to you, then she is a Yibum. So you married her, you live with her for one night, and then you can free her. She's a free woman. So Manashech, it helps. We don't allow you, but she's not your, you already divorced your first wife, your Ketana, and maybe it's a 50% possibility she's not your wife at all. So the Chatzchil, we're not going to let you because maybe she is your wife, and you know the Chais of Ishtai. But could be she's not your wife because we don't know how we look at a Ketana. Before you had a Machlekes, if a Ketana is considered your wife or not your wife, here we're saying it's a Safik, which is your wife or not your wife. So if Im Balach Reshes Naisin Laged V'Hutin, she's a free woman. Now, I Amrit, if you learn Pshat like Rav just said like Chizah before, Bishleim, the Chareshus.
If you said there's a Safik on the relationship with the Ketana. Maybe the one view maybe that there was a marriage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then why patu only with a miyun? Why not sort of say give have a miyun and a get?
We do. We don't. Nobody said the word miyun here. Who said miyun?
I'm saying it generally. In other words, when you have a normal case of a marriage.
Because that's the halal. The Rabbanan said. No, the whole thing is Rabban. The Rabbanan said that all you have need to. All she needs to do is miyun because we want to give her the option as well. You don't give it in the hands of the husband. She's 9, 10 years old and she doesn't know what she's doing. By 12, she's mature. Give her a chance.
So,
it's a whole marriage that I bought.
But you're saying that marriage with Rabbanon is the suffix that it's a marriage with a Raisa?
No.
If it's a marriage, with a Rabbanon.
What did the Rabbanon do? We had before Machlekes. If he yashes his metameter, Machlekes, is it his wife or not his wife? And even though we said before Matami is the Raisa, how can we do that? So we explained she's like a Mesmitzik of the family disowned her. But the question is it a kinyan of marriage?
There's no doubt that part of it is a
Raisa
relationship.
There's no relation. They're both on the same umpar. If they wouldn't be umpar, there's nothing to talk about. They're both on par. Now, this is right, because is only partially kanui, and Ketana is a question of kanui totally, or ain't a kanui at all. Therefore, the chibal achareshes b'di'evid, if you had relationship with the chareshes, because the possibility Ketana is not your wife at all, so therefore it's a possibility that you have a mitzvah of yibum with the rabban, everything the rabban here, mitzvah of yibum with this chareshes, and therefore when you married her and you give her a get, manoshech she's free, because if the first one was your wife, then this chal she's not chayv and yibum, and the first one was not your wife, you just did the yibum. If the first wife is mamash your wife, then the second wife is potter because he's sister, her sister. And he loved kniya, the shabbat miyam, the takish is a mitzvah yibum, and you freed her, and you gave her a get. But he amri chareches kenuya veinu kenuya. Chareches is the one we're not sure of, but ketana kenuya. But ketana is definitely partially a wife. If ketana is partially a wife, why, if he had a relation with her, does it set her free? But there's no mitzvah yibum there because it's the sister of your wife. Kibalchas amainos again. Who to have a bia psula? It's chayri doing a bia psula here because it's the sister of your wife. Okay, of your partial wife, but the sister of your wife, and we don't want you to have beer, and we know that a beer psula le pater doesn't pater. So how does it free her? Set her free. If you learn that the ketana could be 100% kenuya, 100% not kenuya. If it's 100% not kenuya, there's no beer psula. Then she's taka mechayiv and yibum yachadashes, and therefore you did the right thing. And if the ketana is mamash your wife, then she doesn't need anything from you because she's a sister of your wife. Then it makes sense. But if you learn that your wife is definitely your wife, partial, you say ketana is definitely partially your wife. If it's the chareshi we're not sure of, then you should not have married this woman because she's definitely a sister of your wife, of your part wife, of your 50% wife. And therefore, if you did, you had be with her to be a psula, be psula does not set her free. What did it help? No raya. Hamani Rabbi Chemi. Rabbi Chemi is an opinion. No, maybe not a raya. Maybe it's a suffix with the chareshi is not. I shouldn't have lived with her. It should be a psula. But it's still part of chalitza. Look at the end of the Braith and Misha, you know, if you're married to two orphans, one was a Ketan and one and he died, he had two wives, a Ketan and Chereshes. Not like the previous case with two brothers, one married to each. There was one guy who married both, a Ketan and Chereshes. And Vameis, he died. Now there were two people available to the brother. Bo Yavam alaktana, the Yavam had relations with the Ketana. Then the Chazar of Bala Chereshes, and after relations with Chereshes, or Yishabu Achal Chereshes, or his brother had relations with Chereshes. But first he had the Ketana. Nesru Shteyin, all of the both Asr on him now. They're both Asr on him. Because his two sisters now, because he lived with two sisters.
No,
stop, yeah.
No.
Sorry, no two sisters
here. In other words, there are two Tzolos.
Yeah.
The
since you live with both of them, yeah. Now, if Lechayda you married, if you had relation with Tana first, why should she be usher to you? Manushik, if she's 100% married to your brother, then she was your right to your bummer. And just because you married a second wife, the problem with the second one, not the first one. Or if she wasn't the wife of your brother at all, then what's wrong living there? The Gemara will say, because of a gzeda, that you live with the chareshes first. If you live with the chareshes first, definitely she was partially your brother's wife. And then once you have one wife, you can't have a second wife from the same family. Keitzah, talking about how do you fix it up? Chareshes, you eat a beget, you give a get. You can't give chalitza to the chareshes, why not? Because the chareshes, it can't do chalitza. The tana, tamtin, wait, acha, title, betachlet. You can't live with her because it's the sister of the other wife that you can't live with two women from the same family. Now, Iyam Bishlem Chareshes Kenuyim Shei Chareshes is partially yours, and Ketana is a suffix to Kenuyim. But Abanim, and this goes with Abanim, that Biyipsula doesn't help set her free. Mishum Hachi Tam Shadagim B'Tachlo. That's why you say Ketana, you're stuck. You got to wait. Why? It makes sense. Why if he lived with the Ketana first, we say you cannot continue living with Ketana. Why can't you continue living with Ketana? If she's 100% the wife of the first one, then this is my wife, and the second one doesn't do anything. And if she was not the wife of my brother, then Bechal she's not a problem. It's because of Gzeida, Dilma, Kodi, Mubal, Chereshes, Bereshes. Because what happened? You did the Chereshes first. And the Chereshes was definitely 50% your brother's wife. And once you have the Chereshes, you can't live the Ketana anymore because you can't have two women from the same brother. So it makes sense. Probably be a Ketana, be a Psula. Ah, you did live with the Ketana, you shouldn't have, but it doesn't matter because a be a Psula, a be of the Ketana was wrong, you shouldn't have done it. And the be a Ketana, when it's wrong, we follow the Chacham and say that nothing happened. But Amr Nechem, he said, Bia Psula is still a valid Bia. So what if you live with the Chereshes first? You should not have lived with the Ketana, but now that you did live with the Ketana, you should basically live with her. Nechem, he said, said that a Bia Psula, is a Bia Psula makes it your wife. Nechem, say, a Bia Psula does nothing. Does not pater. You want to do is be and then give her a get. Chacham say that a be a psula does not make your wife to give her a get. But Chemi says even though it's a be a psula, it's your wife now. It's your wife. That's the main thing. That's it. Chacham stams nus. According to Chemi, it's not stams nus. It's like you yibum ha'amra be a psula pater. In other words, he holds that a be a psula is a valid be. So what's wrong? You live in the Ketana. Elishmam rabbani shmam zudanaya. Even from the Reish, I can prove to you, not from this last case about one brother married to two wives. Even the first case where you have two brothers, one married to Ketan, one married to Chereshes, I can also prove it that it follows the Rabbanon that says that a Bia Psula is nothing and not on the Chemia. The Ketani, it says, Im bo ala Chereshes, if he shouldn't have lived with the Chereshes after he lived with the Ketana. But if he did, nice and laget. He gives her a get. V'hutish permitted. But like Tani, nowhere does the permission say, but in bar like Tana, when if you bar like Tana, you shouldn't have. Because Yicharesh is definitely partly the wife of your brother, and she's your sister of your wife. So once so therefore she definitely shouldn't be marrying her, and he should not live with the Tana anymore. In Balak Tana, but nobody say Balak Tana, no, he's like get mutter, you're gonna get mutter. He's a raida what? Because it's a biapsula, the biapsula, you can't give a get, nothing happened. Since you shouldn't have married the Tana, if you did, give her a get. Come hold. But no, since we told you not to marry this Tana because he's the sister of the Chareshah, is the one that you had a relation with. So therefore, you're going to love you. Exactly. So Zaraya, we follow Chachamim. Says, well, that's not a Raya. That's not conclusive. Because Yimishim Hola, you know Raya. Chareshah, you know why the Braisa didn't mention it? Chareshah is the less lot takanta de he teda. Chareshah has no way out. She's stuck because he can't give her chalitza. There's no option of chalitza because she can't say the words. Turn the Kanta, so it mentions in the Braisa a way out, even though it's wrong, but at least she can be set free. Tana, the Isa Takanta Terek Tana, very easy. Give her chalitza. Like turning on the sort of, why would Raisa tell you that if you had beer, they'd give her a get? Why would we even give you such an option? That after you live with the Chareshes, if you live with the Tana, go give her a get and she's free. We don't want to give that option.
The Ketana is the
white,
why don't you get
exactly. The no, Chalitza. The Ketana has an option of Chalitza. The only way you give the get is if you have beer. Why would we allow you to have beer when it's awesome, when you already had beer with the Chareshes? Mishnah. Okay, Misha ha yinasul ishtei yisei mektana, somebody who's married to two yisei as young girls, when Mason he died, uba yavim ala reshayne, one of the brothers came and had relations with one ketana. Then the chazer abolished and then had a relation with the second ketana, or shibach ketana, or shniya, or one of the brothers had a relation with the second one. They're both on par, these two ketanas, and therefore the first one is obviously the one that's a yavama. Is like pasos and a shayna. Nothing happened to the first one. V'chein beit charasha. They're both exactly the same charasha. So therefore, nothing happens. Rashi like pasos and a shayna. Shall it be us and shava? They're both equal. The either shayna can remember the suffix if they're considered married or not. If the first one's considered married, knew she's your wife. Hare he ishto v'acharein is not biznus. So if you live with the second sister, it's on his nus or second wife is nus. V'e love kuni. If you tell me that that a ketana is not considered kanuya. And Harishtein, both women who married to your brother are both fremde women. They were never married to your brother. You're allowed to continue with the first one. Why should she become possible? You cannot live with the second one because she's a suffix. Maybe the first one was considered married and then she did for this the second wife of your brother. You can't live with two wives of your brother. Two houses. Okay, fine. However, what happens if it's a ketana chareshes? Not on par. One was a ketana, one was a chareshes. Then, the din is as follows. If the Yavim had relations with the Ketana, which is maybe 100% the wife, or maybe zero, then he had relations with the Chareshes. Or his brother had relations with the Chareshes. Pasas the Ketana. You know why Pasas the Ketana? Because could be, because of a Gzeda. What's a Gzeda? Why should Pasas the Ketana? If the Ketana is 100% married to your brother, the moon says he's proper Yavim. And if she's never married to your brother, then what's the problem? Why would the Chareshes ask her? We were just learning about a minute ago. It's a gzeda. What happens if you did the other way around? You would have married the chareshes first, and then you have relations with the ketana. You can't because chareshes is definitely 50% your brother's wife. This ketana might be the second wife of your brother, and you can't have two wives of your brother. Could be she's not the wife of your brother. Could be she is. So we would not allow you to live with her. So we're going to make a gzeda that we're not going to, even if you live with the ketana first, we're going to make a gzeda that you cannot live with the second wife. Because next time you might live with Chareshes first, and we want you to know that you cannot live with both women from your brothers in this case. Because people don't understand the difference who you married first or who you live with first. Is Pozak Tana. Bored about the following case. It's actually Pozak Tana. Gzeda, Dimu Kodim, Bobo Chareshes, Bereshes. Maybe you'll have a relationship with the Chareshes first. Kodomi Gemara, Bavagad, the Manushech, Ishar, Yelel, Chare. What's the problem? If the Tana was first, Manushech is Mutter, Hoyo, Vedishaini, since the Tana is first, Manushech, Ikanui, if she was your brother's wife. How can we have it? No problem. And he loved canoe and knock him on a friend of the person. Doesn't matter. Bite in the Mishnah. Boy Yava Malachadesh. What about you marry? You live first with the Chadeshes, which is definitely 50% your brother's wife. Because the Bolakan and your relationship with Ketana. You should boy Alakhavalakhtana. So now, of course, you cannot live with the second one, the Ketana. You can't live with it because you were married with the first one. You can't have two wives of the same one. But on the other hand, could be that the Ketana is much stronger relationship with your brother than the Chadeshes had. The Charesh is only 50% related to your brother. Because remember, Kinyan Umushiyeris. The Ketana could be 100% related to your brother. And therefore, the Ketana does not allow you to live with the Charesh because the Ketana has a stronger Zika, and the stronger Zika cancels the Charesh. So what happens then? Pazach, you can't live with the Charesh anymore. Exactly. But you could. You could. Rashi, Pazach, Charesh, Shem, Ketana, Kunuya, Kula. Completely. But Kinyan Charesh is Mishiyeris. And the Charesh's kin is only partial. What about there were two women there? Pekachas and a Charesh, an intelligent woman who's married Mahateda. And a Charesh is on the Rabbanon. Obviously, if you married a Pekachas Mahateda to you, Charesh, then you married a Charesh, don't talk about. Obviously, it doesn't do anything. What about the way around? Boy, Yavam al Charesh. The Yavam relation to Charesh is first, only 50% married in the Rabbanon. And then the Chazar Ba Pekachas, then he had relations, Oishabo, Ochel Pekachas. Pasal es the Chadeshes. It pasals the Chadeshes in this case here. It can no longer live. Because why? Because the main Yavama here is the one who was a Pekachas. And therefore, it pasals the Chadeshes and the Pekachas lives with you. You don't have to divorce the Pekachas because Matayda is the midst of Yibimbe. Next case. What about a Gedela and a Ketana, an adult and a Ketana? Right? Reuven was married to two women. One was an adult, and one was a Ketana. Boy, Yavam alagdele, the Yavam alagdele was from Hatayda. That was Yibum. The Chazab alagdele, nothing happened there. Yashabach alagdele, the Pazadele, the Pazadele. What about Boy Yavam alagdele, first you get a Ketana. And then the Chazab alagdele, Yashabach alagdele, Pazadele. Ketana no longer live, because even Ketana 100% married, 100% abon. However, Rabbi Lazar says, that instead of passing the Ketana, melamdin haketana shetimoyim, by letter, instead of giving her a get, let's encourage her to do a mi, and therefore, as if she was never married, and therefore you marry the Gdela, no problems. No problems whatsoever. And the Gdela can stay married, because we had before that even though it's only the Rabbanon, we don't want the Gdela to marry because it doesn't look right. So we encouraged me, and we had a machlech before whether we encouraged me, but we said, this is Rabbi Lazar, before we had Rabbi Lazar, but Nurukin is not the same one that says that we encourage me in Mokka Mitzvah. Rash Rabbi Lazar, Hachiz and Mitzvah, Makmai said Rabbi Lazar, Sin, Vach, Yom, Peter, Kam, Nidah. Because if she doesn't do mean, you cannot live with the Gdela either. Even though Mahatayda, you have to live with the Gdela, but since with the Rabbanon, you were married to the Ketana and you gave a divorce, she's a sister of, or she is, you can't have two women from the same household, even though it's only Rabbanon, we don't allow that. So Rabbi Lezer says, no, Rabbi Lezer says, let's get the Ketana to walk out as if never married, and everyone's happy. We encourage me in this case. We need both. The Halacha Rabbi Lezer here and the Halacha Rabbi Lezer there when we had two sisters. First case, two sisters. Otherwise, he cannot do the mitzvah of Yibam at all. The two sisters, so therefore we say to the sister, the Ketana that you're married to, move out of the way, so the older sister, the Gedela, can be married to your husband. So at least the mitzvah yibum can be taking place. Over here, you makai mitzvah yibum. Okay, with the Ketana, but you did the mitzvah yibum. So therefore, what's a big deal? Divorce her, and that's it. So you did read the mitzvah yibum. The Yashmin Bahal, in this case, the Gedela Ram Yakame, because over here you have an adult waiting. Because you have an adult waiting, it's a mitzvah tater. So that's why we encourage me, so at least you can do the mitzvah tater. Alila, they're both Ketanas with their sisters. Like Tzicha, maybe you don't. No, you know, Tzicha, you need it. Rashi. Rabbi Lazar, Ben Podos, Rabbi Lazar, the Amir. It's Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar. Very confusing. So Rabbi Yehuda's name is Shmuel, and Rabbi Lazar, who is also an Amir, Ben Podos, who it says Halacha Rabbi Lazar the Tana was Rabbi Shmuel. There's no sense of Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel. With Tzricha, we need both. Remember we had before Stam Rabbi Lazar and Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel. Tzricha the Shmuel, where Rabbi Lazar doesn't remember. Kamaisa like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar like this, Rabbi Lazar. But how name like Rabbi Lazar? Tavayim lam is a ketan l'moyim. Both cases encourage it.
Did Rabbi Lazar ben Hurkanus?
Yeah, Rabbi Lazar ben Hurkanus. Rabbi Lazar ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Lazar and Shmuel, and this is Rabbi Lazar and Pedos.
Who's generations later reporting it?
Rabbi Lazar Amoida. He was a Talmud Rabbi Yechon. The Yidma become Maisig Abi Achayid by sisters. Mishum the Catholic came with Yidma. Nobody did the mitzvah. He fulfilled the mitzvah. Hichum alam nistana. Yishol lemoim. But as Yam Yishol Yam Yemtei. Abba Bodei came with Yidma. Stein. Ein Maloi. Amo Shmuel. Lachir Abba Lezer. Yaisi Shnei Veget. We was both forget. He Yashmin Abba Ha. You need it. Mishnah. Yavam cotton. Okay. Here's a little bit easier. A Yavam Katan Shebo Ayavam Ketanah. They're both Ketanim, and they live together. Is Yigdlu Zeim Zeh, they can grow up together. He cannot give her a get while he's a Katan. A Katan can't give a get. They grow up together, and then he can give her a get if he wants to. Rashi, Yigdlu Zeim Zeh, Im Bo Ligasha, Ein Yochel Achi Yagdl, till he grows up, the get Katan, Ein a get. Says Mishavite, bored about Bo Yong Dele, he was 9 years old and over, and she was an adult. Tig Gad Lenu, they have to grow up. Hayavomisha Omru Betesh Leshia. What about. Sorry?
Isn't
the Gadlenu then a stop? Yeah, new case now. 30 days after they get married, the Yavam and the Yavam, she says, Lein Niv Alti. He doesn't, he couldn't have relations with me. Kaifin Oziachza. 30 days go by, she then says, it's wrong. So he's taking advantage of her, and we force him to give her Chalitza. Abalacha Shleshim Yom, Mevakshin Him Meliachla. We don't believe her. Because we don't believe that he contained him. No, even if he doesn't like her, we don't believe that he lived 30 days without having a relationship with her. And therefore, we ask him, we plead with him, but we're not going to force him because we don't believe her. We have no agent for this. We don't believe her. However, if it's man shehu moida, but if he admits that he had no relationship with her, that he's angry, blah, 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 he's forced into this, then I feel even though 12 months later, if you're not going to have prepared to have a relationship with her, we're going to force her to clear it. Nashi. And he gives a get confronting mother. Who I about I did. So what happened like this? We'll see tomorrow later. She has a get of bill of Yavamin. We'll see what happened there. He says no, he denies it. Is Kaifin Oisala before she gives Chalitza, the Hina Menes, she's believed the Atlas and Yom and Muki in the Nashim Meliva. No, he shows I get married to her, Yavama, right? Yeah, we get Yavama, and he shows I married her. So therefore, and he says, so she says that you didn't have relations, we forced him to give Chalitza. But Achlam Yom, who never he believed. The Le Maikim Inish Anashim Meliva, we don't believe that he lived with her for 30 days and he was still was able to control himself. But she. If he refused to give chalitza, she can't walk out. Even though he says I had no relation with her, so if he had no relation with her, then what? Then she's not tied to him. Still, but she says that we got married. Because we believe that he's boil. Yeah. He doesn't like spit. Yeah. They'll be having more chagiga there. What's considered a rasha? Somebody spits in front of his friend. Hanoi deres hano mi yavama. If she was noider hano from a brother, b'chayi baila. No, but she had no idea that one day she'll end up having to live with the guy. She hates the guy. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Then, if her husband dies, then we say to the guy, it's not an option, go give a chalitza. But after the Mrs. Baila, she did it. So she did it to hurt herself. Who asked you to make a thing? He could have married her, whatever he married him. Is Mevakshin Menjachal, we ask him. But the Ibn the Skabnala, but if she always intended, she said, oh, even while your husband's alive, if it ever falls into your hands, I don't want having to do with you, then I feel the Chaybai Mevakshin Menjachal. Then if she brought it upon herself, then we ask him a favor. Rashi. The Chaybai the Skabnala, the Tzimahim, and Lach Mizabaila, so he let him cause them to have a fight. Says the Malimah, says, look at a mayor, a Mishnah, look at a mayor, a Mishnah says, that a cotton and katana can get married and they need a ger, the tanya, a cotton katana, like Holtzil, and Missy Abin, a mayor says that there's no such thing as a young by a cotton because maybe she's an islandist, maybe he's a sodis. Leave it a mayor, because you could remember a mayor is a chesh of Miyuta. So a Mishnah says that they can sit married, you need a get, you gotta wait till he grows up. Is that right? A Mishnah doesn't agree to a mayor. Rashi, like Holtzil, Miyab, and cotton, Shemi, Yamati, sodis, katana, Shemi, Yamati, islandist. They ain't never been a yib, nimsa, pagan, bear, erva. They're gonna write it, but feel the table, a mayor. Kiyam, a mayor, good day, little cotton. What does a mayor say? They were chesh, if another old girl marries a child, maybe he'll be a sodis, or a katana, a young girl to marry to a god, maybe she'll turn to islandist. The chadmana, you'll be a dasuru. One of them is an adult, so one of them is doing something which is wrong. Why? Because if it's your sister-in-law, the only reason why you're allowed to marry a sister-in-law is because you're going to have kids. But if you know for sure you're not going to have kids, a soris or an analyst, you didn't have a marrying is a sister-in-law. So since one of them is bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, and there's an Easter involved over here, they shouldn't get married. But they're both youngsters. He never said that they're not married. Rashi.
When you have the sister-in-law, she's an islandist. Is he parted from Yibum because you're not allowed to live with the islanders, or is it because Melchatchila his brother was never going to have children?
No. The word is it's an isha of Eishes Ach. It's an isha of Eishes Ach. The only thing that takes away that isha is L'Hak Yishem Lachut. Yeah, but it's not shaykh l'chagashem l'achiv, so then the
Yisrael
remains.
So there's no...
Not the problem with him, the problem is you, you don't have the mitzvah, exactly.
That's
the
mitzvah, there's
no chalois of the mitzvah of Yibum. There. Exactly. Rashi bidah, so the cotton big doyle, she's an adult, v'shem ha-cotton yimati, sorry, it's very nivel, also lo, she did have relations, somebody's also the shleim okay mitzvah, v'chein gold mctana, she's doing more to analyze, nivel shepog, whatever, of a cotton mctana, feel like anybody going, who saw this, he analyze, ain't can isa, there's no isa, the cotton, ain't better to my frishay. But a cotton that doesn't have Aveda, we're not really stop him. And therefore, the both of them are not doing Aveda. It says, more weiter. Vaktani, it says, it says in Mishma Fetish, even in the case of an adult. A cotton with an adult still says that you cannot get out until he gives until they grow up and gives it again. That means they're stuck. That means the marriage is valid marriage, not like a mayor. Amr b'chanina chazah, says, bo shiny. A mayor said they shouldn't marry. But here's someone that did marry. They did remarry is different. Remember about Tekad Lenu Kamar? It says Tekad Lenu, they should continue living together. The whole B.O.B. Nisuru, how can you allow them to live together? Every B is a B of Isir. You're right. A mission like with a mayor, we don't think it's an Isir about. We don't believe it's an Isir at all. Freddy Gemara, Kri Khan. Can we? Why do we allow them to get married? Because of and why do we allow them to get married? Can we read over here? Lahakim laachiv shem that he should give him a name. But how la barachiv not shaykh the whole thing. Maybe the studies. Maybe the analyst. Not only that, he's 9 years old. Can't give can't have kids. She's a ketana. The whole reason why you get married lahakim shem achiv. Forget the marriage. Even going to chamim. What's the inyan of getting married 9 years old and saying it's a yibum? It's a shaykh then right now. Amar Abai, Amar Kro, it says Yivam Yavel Kodu. Even though now is not shaykh, but if you shaykh in years from now, it's good enough. Rav Amar Lavachinam LaMatzal Amrit.
You can't say
20. Yeah, you can't say that there's a problem. Miika Midi, Miika Midi, the Hashta Asida Leila Basa Shaita Shaya. Can't be. No, not because of the question. Hakishem Achel Hakishem. He's telling me it's a problem right now. Bechlal in Inyan, it's impossible to say that something is also today and tomorrow because mutter. So it must be all along. It's mutter. Why? Because of the drasha that Abayi said, Yivama Yovila, even cold who is enough to be mutter. Belav, without your question that you just asked, if you came along and asked the question, you know, how can they live to get 9 years old? And you know, everything the chayin is not in the shayil, hakim shem achi. That's what your question was. Right, so Abayi said Yivama cold was enough. But obviously, even that bringing the pasuk can't be that something is also today and mutter tomorrow. Must be that's mutter straight away today because it must be for the pasuk Yivama Yavila. Or it says or even without the pasuk Yivama Yavila can't be that it's that something is also today and mutter tomorrow. Must be that it's always mutter even without the pasuk. Since in eventually you'll be able to have children, must be that it's always mutter. Freddy Mada Vamadav Yuna Madav Koy Yivama Shana Koy Yivama Shana Fila Yivama Yavila Hadi Kenji Achil Bonim. Basura, what do you mean? We talk a little bit later that if it's also at that moment, even though later it becomes mutter, let's say her sister dies, you're married to her sister when Reuven was married and Shimon married two sisters, and then Reuven died and Shimon was married to sister. 10 minutes later, Shimon's sister dies, and now Shimon can marry Reuven's wife. We don't allow it because since at that moment it was also, it remains also. So we see that we do say that if it's also at that moment, it remains also. The aim of Hachinami. Yeah, okay. No, he's saying here, so Rav is trying to say that. Rav is saying here that something is also can become mutter later. So it must be it's always mutter. So even I don't need the pasik that you bring, you vom a cold who. And to say that you called even out the pasik, pasha svara, it can't be something also today and mutter tomorrow. So therefore, it must be that it's always mutter. There's no isis because today you're 9 years old, 10 years old. Yeah.
He's saying,
yeah.
Is that a klal?
That's right.
To this case?
No, the Abayi is saying, I need a pasik, a special heter to tell you that even though today you're not shaykh, tomorrow you're shaykh, it's mutter. So Rav, I don't need a pasik for that. I don't need a pasuk for that because we know that if something's asa today, it can never become mutter tomorrow.
That's a klal he holds across.
Yes, by Yibum. Because
so
we, yeah.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be money, like chometz and pesach. Yeah. Things which is asa, it becomes mutter.
Yeah, but also, if you've got.
Because we have a rule, for example, we said that if a sister he cannot marry the brother, even though the sister later died, because since it was asa at this moment, it remains asa forever. So, how can it be that this 9 year old. 9 year old can marry at age of 13 to 14, but when the guy died, he was 9 years old. Let's say he didn't marry this girl at 9 years old. He married at 25. But at 9 years old, he was not shaykh to have kids. So at that time, it would have been asr. So how can we put that 13? Yeah, but Chaya is also asked because he's your sister-in-law. While your brother's alive, he's also your sister-in-law.
Yeah,
but the Rav is trying to say like this. Let's say we had no pussy whatsoever. A 9-year-old boy is able to marry a girl and be married, because if not, if they can't, only when he's old enough to be able to have kids, 13 years old. That means for 3 years he was asir. How can he become mutter tomorrow? We know in the case of two sisters, and one of them died later. But since the moment, we look at the moment of death. The moment of death, if they were not allowed to live together, then it does not become mutter tomorrow. No matter what changes. The sister died. It doesn't matter. It doesn't change. So because he becomes 13 years old, it doesn't change. If at 9 he was asir, it's asir 13. Must be, it was never asir. So I don't need your pussy. That's what the Rabbi said. Says the mother, how do you take it? Maybe Taka's awesome. Maybe if the boy was 9 years old at the time. Maybe you have to be 13 Taka when your brother died. But if he's 9 years old Taka, he can't marry her. How do you know? The fact is, any kind of a brother, I don't care how old he is, he can marry. Rashi, well, Buzzer, he grows up. Even I wouldn't have known the pussy. Misvara, Shadi, Bektana, Kerama, like we just said. Think about it. Man Tana, who says that at plus until 30 day mukim inish, not a person can hold himself back from living with his wife. The Tani learns. Tana is psulim. After you get married, how long do we believe a husband and says, look, I got married to this woman, I thought this should be a virgin, turned out to be she wasn't. How long? Kol shloshim for 30 days. He can say 30 days, look, I didn't have relationship until now, and I suddenly realized. But after 30 days, we don't believe you. Because definitely you had relations with her. We don't believe a person can hold himself back for 30 days. And therefore, what do you want now? Dibra me. Rabbi Yisi says, Nistra, if they live together alone, la alta straight away. If they lived alone, even one night, we don't believe that he restrained himself. If they lived in separate bedrooms, even 20 years. Rashi. Tain of Sulun, half six of us. Of course, the Yachal is thinking about it until now. Nistra la alter who told him turn lachar after a while and yonemah the badim reisha bal definitely had the relation in the beginning. Umotza besula and he found that she was quiet. Vahashu the rochel got angry. He made up he concocted the story. Says the gemara no raya. Rabba says Rabba I feel the tamer Rabbi Yisi. I can tell you that I'm Mishnah over here who says 30 days follows Rabbi Yisi. I can't like come raisa this. No matter the guy he just got married. Elabadu saw said they were engaged for 12 months. They got to know each other really well. The gizba, therefore he's close to her, he feels very comfortable with her. So therefore, even the first night, we don't believe they didn't have a relationship with her. I will age as achiv, you feel awkward. This is your sister-in-law all these years, and suddenly now she's your wife. He's a bit embarrassed. So 30 days, we can say it takes time till they feel comfortable. Rashi, mivzat bozis, they're embarrassed. Heymena, sorry, boish heymena, embarrassed. Says the Gemara, Ad shekoyfin oisei lachleitz. Why do we force them to chalitza? He says that what? She says you didn't have a relationship with me for 30 days. You didn't have a relationship with me, so we believe her. So what do we say? We tell him, give chalitza nichfenu liyavim. Let's force him to marry the girl. We're talking about a case where Shigita Yaitim Metachas Yoder. We're talking about a case where he gave her a get. We thought that he gave her a get as if they were married and he gave her a ready divorce. Rashi, Shigita Yaitim Nosin Leget, Uksadat Get Gomer Lebiyasihu. He gave her a get, not for the Yibim, he gave her a get already. Remember, we learned before the Gemara, he gave her a get before even you lived with her, he gave her a get. So therefore, we don't want to, once you give her a get, we don't let you live together anymore. So therefore, we're saying over here that it's talking about a case we gave her a get. He gave her a get as a kukase before they lived together. And then they decide to live together. That's what I think right now. The more will change later. Okay, we'll stop here. Shabbos, everybody.